Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Goldman Environmental Prize is the equivalent of the Nobel Prize for grassroots environmental activism. This year's six recipients are from Colombia, France, South Africa, the Philippines, Vietnam, and Flint water activist Leanne Walters. She is here with us now from San Francisco, where the award ceremony is being held today. Welcome back to Stateside, Leanne, and congratulations.
Thank you, and thank you for having me back.
What were your first thoughts when you learned you'd won this prestigious international award?
It was surreal. never in my wildest dreams did I think that this is where we'd be from everything that's happened.
And when you stop and think everything that's happened this week is an anniversary week when the water was switched over to the Flint River. When you think back on those first few weeks in April 2014, what comes right to the top of your mind?
It's still unfathomable that they would actually choose to do that, and then to not only do that, but to not treat the water properly. And I think the Goldman Prize is coming at a crucial time with everything going on with Flint today, because I feel that this is something that will help put Flint back on the map to let people know, hey, we're still fighting.
And when you say everything going on with Flint today, what are you referring to?
I'm referring to the fact that they've closed the free water pods, so they're no longer giving free water to the citizens. We know that they're still having some issues with hot spots with chlorine in people's homes across the city. And with them doing work on the service lines, every time you jostle the ground, you are disrupting that whole atmosphere, and put the potential is there with pulling out the lead lines to be putting lead back into the system.
And so when you hear officials from the state say, look, the water is, it's in the safety range and it's time to pull out.
I disagree with that, because they still have all these pipes that need to come out of the ground. And, you know, that's not going to be completed. I think they said till 2020 or 2021. So what are they doing for people, you know, to protect people with that? And the fact that they have done nothing to rebuild the trust with the residents, to people, it doesn't matter what's being said about the scientific aspect of it. The emotions are involved. There's the fear, the paranoia of, is this going to happen again? And that needs to be dealt with. And so to take it away so abruptly was just another huge slap in the face from the state.
I want to turn to you and to your family. How are you all doing now?
We're hanging in there. My kids, you know, my little ones still have some serious health issues that we're dealing with, but my kids are survivors, so they'll be okay.
What kind of effects are you seeing from the lead exposure?
My twins have some behavioral issues, and they both have hand-eye coordination issues and speech impairments. One of them has been diagnosed with bone density issues. And Gavin, the one with the compromised immune system, still is not growing properly from the lead poisoning.
How about you?
Well, I still don't have all my eyelashes back and all my hair back, but as far as we can tell at this point, that's, besides, you know, still having rashes when we come in contact with water, I'm doing okay.
How often do you get back to Flint now, Leanne?
Oh, I'm in Flint every 2 weeks. I live in Flint. We still own our home in Flint. I travel back and forth every 2 weeks. I go to Virginia to visit my husband for 2 weeks because I kind of like the guy. And then I'm still in Flint working on the water. And when I'm in Virginia, it's actually an asset, because if something comes up in D.C., you know, I'm a lot closer to D.C. in Virginia than I am in Flint. So, you know, we've really used the fact that he got restationed to our advantage to be able to keep fighting for clean water.
And this prize comes with a $200,000 award. How do you think you'll be using this prize money?
Well, I know for one of the things that we're doing is I have an autistic niece, and we're going to be paying for her stem cell research. And for the rest of it, we're trying to figure out how to use it the best way possible to help people.
And what thoughts do you have, or what directions are you going to kind of build on the environmental work that began in Flint, but yeah, we've heard it from you. We've heard it from Dr. Mark Edwards. Flint is the proverbial tip of the spear.
Well, actually, we have received a grant. Virginia Tech, me partnered with Virginia Tech. And so it's the U.S. Water Study. We're actually going to start going into cities across the United States that have reached out to us during the time of Flint in the last 3 years. And we're going to start testing other water throughout the U.S. and teaching residents to do what we did in Flint with the citizen scientist part of it. That's going to be my role in that.
And when you go around and you talk to people in other cities, in other parts of America, what do people say to you about their concerns in their water?
they're worried about their service line, and a lot of places, a lot of cities across U.S. don't have good records. And so, you know, there is that concern because they have children or, you know, because of their family. And so we try to tell them, you know, hey, get a test done. Send me, I tell people all the time, feel free to send me the instruction sheet that you're getting to test your water, and I'll look at it and tell you if they're cheating on the test and testing with loopholes, or if you're one of the 10 states that test properly in accordance to the law.
What has to happen to close these loopholes in the way that cities test their water?
We need the EPA to do what they promised they were going to do with Flint, and they need to revise the lead and copper rule to make sure that those loopholes are no longer valid for people to be able to test like that, so that we can make sure that what happened in Flint and what happened in D.C. years ago never happens again. And that's one of the things, you know, I've taken on through the course of all this. That is my personal mission, because no child ever needs to be poisoned by their water again.
So winning the Goldman Environmental Prize now and joining this international company of grassroots environmental activism, do you feel like it's going to give even a bigger jump start to these efforts?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Later on this week, we're going to be in D.C., and I'm meeting with a lot of different congressional members. And so going into that with this is now just a tool under my belt to be able to go in with that and say, okay, guys, what are we doing? How are we making this change? And when are we going to make it happen?
Leanne, when awful things happen to people, some people hunker down, if you will. They pull into the shell, and they just kind of try to deal with it on their own, taking care of their own. You went the other way. You picked up this torch and you became such a prominent figure. What do you think that was in you that made the difference, that put you into this forefront?
It's never been about just me or my family. It's just always been about the greater good. And, you know, I understand that I've been the catalyst for Flint, but it was a community effort. I mean, there was a huge rally and everybody coming together. So I'm just happy to be a small part of what we all accomplished together.
Flint water activist Leanne Walters, who's one of the six winners of the Goldman Environmental Prize. She's in San Francisco today, where the awards ceremony is being held. Leanne, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.